Hello, America, and to our friends around the world. Welcome to the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And this is really the first installment in a series we're going to start running called You Can't Dodge the Hodge. And we're going to turn our attention on Turning Point USA. It would be easy for me in what I've discovered about Turning Point and some of their members and leadership to just turn away and tell people you need to go your own direction. But we need an organization like Turning Point, but we don't need an organization that wanted to take this play, these group of people, these young people that we're trying to reach. We don't need to follow them down the road of Netanyahu loyalty. I didn't say Jewish, not even necessarily the nation of Israel, although anything that promotes a foreign power, anything that promotes foreign policy, should not be used as indoctrination on our young people. And yet, I'm convinced that there are people in the leadership positions in Turning Point that want to do exactly that. And I'm going to run through something I put together in 5 minutes about what we need from Turning Point. And if they deviate from this, then we need to go another direction and disavow any association with Turning Point. And that would be a tragedy because we do need an organization to reach the young people, but not with what these people were taking the organization in the direction of. Quickly, we're brought to you by Noble Gold. In fact, we're coming to you from the Noble Gold remote studios as we're in Studio B on the road, soon to be back in home base. And Noble Gold can help you preserve your wealth, what you've earned. Inflation eats you up, and the banks can take your money and your retirement if it's associated with the bank. Don't give them the chance. Now, I have to give you a warning here from the FTC, and the banks should be bound by the same warning, but unfortunately, they're not. And that warning is this: there's no guarantees. We agree with giving that warning. Consult a professional if you have one available, do your own research, but we have to stress there's no guarantees. But I will say this: I have been a customer of Noble Gold for 8 years. I've been an advertiser going on 9 years. Took me a year to wake up. They have the strategies necessary to protect your retirement as well as protect the assets that you've earned. And they're really good at it. And they don't push you into anything. It's the most low pressure sales I've ever encountered. In fact, my first time, I had to close my own deal. I know it sounds funny, but it's true. Call 877 877- 646-5347, 877-646-5347. Tell them I told you to call. And if you forget the number, easy, just start at our website, davehodgesgold.com. That's davehodgesgold.com. And for first-time customers, they got some coins waiting for you. Pretty cool. davehodgesgold.com. Well, back to the theme here on you can't dodge the Hodge, and TPUSA is about ready to find that out, either to the positive or to the negative. Their actions will guide what I do. And I'm going to say this right off the top. I won't say it's a deal breaker for me to support TPUSA, but I am strongly suggesting that they hire Candace Owens to be the chief operating officer. Well, you can let Erica stay and do what she's going to do on a daily basis, but Candace needs to come in and clean up this mess. What mess? Well, we're going to get into that right here. First of all, the goals of TPUSA need to be front and center. They should post them on their TPUSA headquarters building in Tempe, Arizona. Goals should be Christian principles for the youth, patriotic values for the same group, rejection of Marxist, communist, illegal activities such as Antifa. This needs to be front and center and bold, and the rejection of all support for foreign policy imperialistic motives. And we know who I'm talking about. We're talking about Netanyahu. I'm going to be very, very honest with you. I want nothing to do with boots on the ground in Iran, and that's what Netanyahu's after. And this is, Charlie felt this pressure 2 days before his death. There was an exchange of messages. I believe it was on WhatsApp or Signal. I forget which one. But Candace exposed it, and people said, oh, that's a lie. She's just trying to get clicks, and she's just trying to draw attention to herself. She's bitter. And, well, Andrew Colvett, to his credit, and probably because he doesn't want to be prosecuted, came out and was really clear. These messages were real. Charlie was walking away from being a pro-Israeli lobbyist with the young people of this country. That was so clear in what he said. And Candace first exposed it, and she deserves a lot of credit for this. This, to me, TPUSA, you can dismiss what I'm saying, but I have some reach, I have some influence, and I'm willing to help your organization grow, but not under the conditions that your donors were taking this when Charlie was looking at moving in another direction. Let's talk about some problems I have with TPUSA. The investigation is total horse crap, whether it's the Utah authorities or whether it's the FBI. And the FBI is in stand down mode, and they gave us such a crappy investigation with more holes in it than Swiss cheese that I have covered ad nauseum that you have to wonder, did they not purposely give us a botched investigation? So people like me and people like Doug Hagman would step in and question and challenge and keep the controversy alive because the FBI politically was not allowed to go down the proper route of investigation. I mean, I don't have to go beyond crime scene preservation. Less than 48 hours after Charlie was executed publicly, the crime scene was altered. What about possible bullet fragments? Could have been found. Well, they didn't look. They covered it up. And the autopsy, I'm not going to go through the whole genre, but it took us really 30 years to put together the Kennedy assassination in the way with forensics and motive together. And with Charlie, it took us about 5 minutes to disassemble the official version. That kid they got sitting in prison might have been part of this plot. And he didn't fire that shot. And that's so clear. Where are you at, TPUSA? Why are we, Doug Hagman, myself, and others like Candace Owens, why are we carrying your water in challenging the investigation of the murder of your former leader? You should be up in arms about this, but I'm not hearing one word about this horse crap investigation. Not one word, not one challenge. Why wasn't the crime scene preserved? That should be the first question all of you are asking publicly, and it deserves to be asked. And if you don't, you lack integrity or intelligence, and either way, you're not worthy of being followed. The TPUSA did not issue an official statement with regard to what direction Charlie wanted to take TPUSA. We know what he didn't want to do, and he said so 2 days before he was executed. But we didn't know the direction he was going. And I want to know about those communications. Because if he said we're moving away from being a pro-Israeli lobbyist organization, what did he want to move towards? Well, I think I know. It fits the goals I laid out here in the beginning. I think there is absolutely no question about that. But the reality is this, is when kids are in college today, in most of these colleges, these wide-eyed liberal professors think they score virtue points and enhance their chance at getting tenure and full professorships by the virtual signaling of America sucks and we need Marxist communist techniques along with activists to enforce the new agenda. And this is what these kids are getting. They're getting activism over academia. And it's disgusting. And Turning Point, Charlie exposed it, but I don't think he labeled it as strongly as he should have. Maybe he was afraid he'd have been excluded from campuses. But if that was the case, then what you people at Turning Point need to do now is the campuses like a Cal Berkeley or a Cal Davis that won't let you come on their campus, or they make it too dangerous for you to come on your campus, or they try to limit what you can and cannot talk about. You need to go virtual. Flood these people with information and say, here we're going to have a seminar and we're going to allow you virtually to get on a Zoom call, submit your question. We'll put you up on the Zoom call and you have a debate with a TP USA person, not Josh Hammer, of course. That's your answer to this. This is not difficult stuff. This is stuff I put together in less than 5 minutes. And I thought TPUSA was effective because of Charlie's talent to debate without infuriating people. But I saw a lot from an organizational standpoint that was very, very lacking. And you're saying, well, where did you learn this? Well, one, number one, I used to teach this in a sociology class. And number two, I had to live this for 8 years while we fought for our property rights survival and ultimately the ownership of our property due to unsavory forces led by John McCain and his fellow colleagues with the Central American Free Trade Agreement. I had 8 years of up close confrontations. And I'll tell you, there's a lot of organizational mistakes that TPUSA makes. They could be a lot more efficient, a lot more effective. The other thing that I want to know is why did Charlie want to turn away from being a pro-Israel lobbyist organization? Now that's my term, but that's very clear in the last message we saw in that communication string that Candace exposed and COVID admitted to. What did he want to take the organization to? I suspect it's probably pretty close to what I'm saying here. He wouldn't have left this in a vacuum. It wasn't Charlie's style. He wouldn't have left his goals unspoken. We'd like to know what they are if you want our support. And then finally, the donor class like Ackman. Again, I believe, and maybe I'm wrong, but I don't believe I am. It's my considered opinion that a large portion of the donor class would like to see boots on the ground with Israel to invade Iran. Not acceptable in any way, shape, or form. And therefore, this donor class needs to be 86th. And I'm being very serious. You should accept no money that represents a foreign power. I don't care if it's Israel or Australia or Russia or the planet Mars. If you're promoting Christian ideals and American patriotism, you cannot convolute it with people that are representing foreign governments. I don't care how much money they give you. You want to be effective to your mission? Well, then you got to walk away from the money when they want to buy off your ideals. And this is clearly what Charlie wanted to move away from. And he had huge resistance within his organization. Maybe within his family. I don't know that, but those have been the allegations. Then we get into the promote colleges that espouse values to continue our civilization. And that would again be Jesus and the Constitution. And it's not an accident that Charlie's views were shaped by Hillsdale College. He often said, the classes I took at Hillsdale really helped me focus where I wanted to go. Well, that's the Constitution part. His faith was on display. But if you follow foreign lobbyists, regardless of the location, you're going to end up with an organization that's a propaganda arm for things that aren't in the best interest of our young people, mainly dying on the battlefields of a foreign nation. So you need to declare what your goals are and then create a naughty and nice list for colleges and universities. And I'll tell you this, your naughty list is going to be a hell of a lot longer than your nice list. And I think you save your naughty list, not necessarily for those who propagandize, but those who propagandize and censored their kids. The most egregious, the Cal Berkeleys, the UC Davises, you need to be telling the parents, if you think you're going to send a kid to Caesar for 4 years and not get a Roman back, well, you need to rethink that. And you need to avoid these colleges at all costs. You need to get involved at that level. You say, well, they won't let us on. I'll go back to my virtual seminars. Okay, that's your answer for those organizations. And then finally, you need to focus on growing numbers within organizations. I saw an interview, and I'm going to just play part of it here. It doesn't look like we have it, but let me just recapitulate parts of this. The president of the TPUSA chapter at the Southern Methodist University campus, and I think from what I'm hearing, they should take the word Methodist out of their university's name because there's nothing Christ-like about what they're doing. And the person was interviewed. When he showed up, they had four members. They grew it to 150. This man's an Army veteran. And he's pretty good at what he does. I mean, he lost his train of thought because of nervousness on Fox, but I really thought he had a really good grasp of where this organization needed to go. And he espoused some of the values I said here, but he said one thing I really stood out for me. When George Floyd was killed, the university came out and was gushing with praise for Floyd and supporting him and so forth, but they didn't do it for Charlie. Who would you rather hold up as an example to young people? George Floyd or Charlie Kirk? Southern so-called Methodist University made that choice, and they made that choice and made it very clear. And to the credit of this young man who leads that organization at SMU, he's right on the money. He truly is. And he went on to criticize his university's political stances, and he led right up to censorship. Well, I did a little digging into that university, and they do censor their students. They do limit free speech and debate, and students are ostracized for not falling into line with the new way of looking at things. So I look at this and I'm just saying that's a university that should go on the no list. But in the meantime, we should be supporting the people in TPUSA on that organization. And you can even follow the model of rules for radicals without the crazy violence. You just call out the behaviors you want to see changed. It's that simple. So I thought that was a real telling interview, and I want to give. I'm not a Fox fan, as you know. I look at the organization as controlled opposition. They only let their people go so far, and we know it. Oh, they don't? Well, let's take Harris Faulkner, who I think is a decent human being. She's interviewing Newt Gingrich about 4 years ago, and he started to go down the line of criticizing George Soros. And she says, oh, no, we can't go there. Yeah. Need I say any more? And then I still haven't heard an answer from people on why Tucker had to be fired from Fox because he didn't fall into line with their asset manager's points of view, who became in that position 2 weeks before Tucker was fired. And I'm speaking about BlackRock. Maybe that's just a coincidence, but when you do this work long enough, you stop believing in coincidences. And then finally, I want to return to a point that I made early on here. You need to hire Candace Owens to do your PR and to call out the BS. It's that simple. If she didn't care about Charlie and she didn't care about the TPUSA movement, she wouldn't be taking the tremendous hits that she's taking to her reputation for speaking out on these issues. I think she deserves credit. I think she's a hero. I think she's brave. I think her life might even be in danger. You need to bring Candace back and you need to make her a spokesperson. If not Candace, it has to be someone like Candace, because if you stay with the status quo that I'm seeing, I want nothing to do with your organization. We need to look for alternatives. You want to go down the donor class philosophies? You get no support from the Common Sense Show. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. And to TP USA, you can't dodge the Hodge. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show, and we are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. We are brought to you by the great products at NanoSoma. And I use them all, and absolutely incredible with the results. As a year and a half ago, strip lung linings, negative prognosis, RSV was the cause. And Dave, it's all downhill from here. That's what I heard. And I amazed the two specialists with where I'm at today. And I owe it to the NanoSoma liquid spray. And if you get the three pack, you get three of them, but there's more. There's also the NanoSoma gel. And this helps you develop pluripotent stem cells when you rub it on. It took me about 2 months. I used to not be able to do a knee extension. Now I can. I do full squats. I can also do deadlifts, pull the sled, and I don't have knee inflammation. It doesn't blow up like a grapefruit like it used to. And I'm able to run and do farmer's walk, and I have no swelling. And it's because of this product. It's what changed. I'm doing things now I haven't been able to do in over 20 years. That's the second leg of this. The third leg of this is the skin cream from NanoSoma. And the skin cream erases fine lines and wrinkles, but I use it to treat little cuts and burns. And I had a big cut, index finger, you remember, bandage, right? 2 weeks rubbing this on, and I should have had 4 to 6 stitches when I cut myself. Nope. Healed up completely. No fuss, no muss, no scar. Together, this is the three pack, 15% off. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/DaveHodges. Again, that's iwantmyhealthback.com/DaveHodges. We have an interesting story for you here today, and it's a brief interview from Pam Bondi, our U.S. Attorney General. And if you're like me, you've been asking questions. Why don't we investigate the people behind the Antifa rioting, the attack on federal officers? In fact, yesterday, what happened in Chicago? An illegal immigrant driving in his car purposely rammed an ICE vehicle. Could have killed people. And then they had to track him down. He ran at high speeds, endangering the public. Listen, if you don't like what ICE is doing, they're enforcing the law, number one. Number two, if you don't like the law, then change the law. But right now, it says that people that are here illegally can be deported. You know my position. I'm in favor of all criminal illegal aliens being deported, or build an outdoor prison and put them there. But to let them walk on the streets is unacceptable, the same as with any criminal. But that's the mantra of the left. In San Francisco, you can walk into a Walgreens and steal $999 of merchandise. This is why they're leaving. And there's no prosecution for that. Like they're entitled. So you have entire gangs going in and just bankrupting business owners at this lawless behavior. So I don't care if it's citizens, non-citizens, needs to be dealt with. And in particular, when a group is perpetrating uprisings that qualify as insurrection and rioting, the perpetrators that are funding this need to be prosecuted. And you've heard me talk about this. We have two people in particular, George Soros, and I'm going to review very quickly after you hear from Pam Bondi, and also to Singham, who's a American billionaire who's a member of the CCP and has an official position, which is basically to disrupt America. Singham, I'll give you equal time on the show. Soros, same thing. I know either one of you will take you up on it because I got the receipts. And you don't want the receipts out there. Well, Pam Bondi, I believe, is onto something. So I want to play this clip for you here. And I think this is really, really revealing. And I think that Pam is going to make you see that she's not taking prisoners any longer, and perp walks are coming.
Well, sure. And that's one of the things about Antifa. You've heard President Trump say multiple times they are organized, they are a criminal organization, and they're very organized. You're seeing people out there with thousands of signs that all match, pre-bought, pre-put together. They're organized and someone is funding it. We're going to get to the funding of Antifa. We're going to get to the root of Antifa. And we are going to find and charge all of those people who are causing this chaos in Portland and all these other cities across our country. Talk to all the influencers who have been threatened and beat up and their lives threatened from Antifa members. It's going to stop under Donald Trump.
Amen. All I can say is amen. I stand completely with the Attorney General on this issue. And I'm going to reinforce this. These are facts, and I'm just going to do a microcosm presentation here. And just a little micro mini presentation, because Pam Bondi is exactly correct, and I covered this 2 days ago. First of all, in terms of administrative and funding sources, the Tides Foundation is huge in this. And they fund something called the National Lawyers Guild, which handles the legal issues of people that are from Antifa that get arrested and go to jail, which isn't common in Portland, where they don't arrest anybody but reporters doing their job. And then you've got the Alliance Global Justice. They fund the National Lawyers Guild as well. Fidelity Tax Charity Gift Fund. The National Lawyers Guild is funded by them as well. And then you have other organizations in here that are administrative arms. I mentioned the Lawyers Guild, which is the legal fund that they use to defend people in court. Then there's the Antifa International that supplies funding to all aspects of Antifa. Then there's the Community Justice Fund that provides bail money to get Antifa people out of jail. And what Antifa is telling DHS and what they're telling federal officials of all types is that they get paid more when they get arrested. Well, this incites illegal behavior and puts officers at risk, the public at risk, and even the rioters at risk. So we have all these groups. And then also, too, there's crowdfunding for Patreon fundraiser, Act Blue, which I thought was just into laundering money for Democratic campaign donations, as covered by James O'Keefe from O'Keefe Media. This is unacceptable. This is violation of RICO. And one of the things I think that Pam Bondi left out is these are RICO violations. One, because it's organized crime. Two, because it crosses state lines and becomes a federal issue. And they need to prosecute this as RICO, which will tack on extra years. Can you see the day that one of the two people that I mentioned that are behind the funding here do the perp walk? It's about time. Most of the American people would celebrate. I will tell you, the left, that'll be the day of rioting. We'll never forget. But are we going to back down? Or are we going to hold true to our values? I'm Dave Hodges. This is The Common Sense Show. Thank you so much for joining us. President Trump is modeling behavior that I think every reasonable and high-thinking American should do. And this is going to be a real brief, but I think an important point, because we're still dealing with the remnants, the leftover remnants that most of the public has abandoned. Mainstream media and their disrespect for the truth, their disrespect for journalistic practices that are time-honored. And we're going to give you just one example right here and talk about the fact that President Trump is providing an example for all of us to follow. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host of The Common Sense Show. And this is the show that's freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. We're brought to you by Noble Gold. I'll just say this off the top. I've been a customer for almost 8 years. I've been an advertiser for 9 years. Took me a year to wake up, but what I can tell you is this, is that with UCC code section 8 in the Dodd-Frank 2010, anything you have attached to the bank, your retirement, your savings, whatever it would be, they can take it. Now, right now, they don't want to, as long as the dollar is alive and well, and they can put it, now I wouldn't say the dollar is well, but it's alive, and they are loaning out $9 for every dollar you put in. That's called fractional reserve banking. You can look that up. And they're making a lot of money on the money you put into the bank. But when they get into trouble, They can give you a haircut. In other words, they could say it's worth 50% of what it was, and we're pocketing the rest, or they could take the whole thing like they did during the Depression. Your choice. Now, for first-time customers to Noble Gold, you're also going to get a gift of some beautiful coins. It's a great deal. I'm telling you right now, it's the least high-pressure volume sales you'll ever see. They don't pressure. They make you literally close your own deal, but they will answer questions to your heart's content. They're the best organization I've ever dealt with, and they can preserve your future. What I want you to do is call this number when we're done with this presentation, 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. And if you forget the number, go to davehodgesgold.com. We have a really, I think, interesting exchange here between President Trump and the fictional news network that we call ABC. You're going to see an exchange between, a brief exchange between President Trump and an ABC news reporter. And this follows an event where J.D. Vance appeared with George Stephanopoulos of the Clinton regime and treated him very unprofessionally, tried to put words in his mouth, kept cutting him off, wouldn't let him finish a statement. It was the ultimate in propaganda. I thought I was watching a training film for Rules for Radicals. And the one thing that I admire about President Trump, he's loyal to his people. You come and do your job, he's going to stand up for you. You come and do your job and you're professional and defend the American people, President Trump is always going to be in your corner. And this is on display. Now, before I play this exchange, let me just say this. The mainstream media news is in full retreat. In the cable news, and I cover this with Sam Anthony of Your News, an up-and-coming news organization you should look at, yournews.com, where you can become a reporter and an investor, and I'm both. But Sam said something really interesting. He brought out statistics about cable news network, and he said they don't even get $1 million per month. It's incredible, the falloff. ABC, and I've lovingly call it the All But Crap Network, they are worse. And who can blame the public? I'll cover that here at the conclusion of this exchange. But here is the president refusing to take a question from ABC News. By the way, this clip appeared on X, and it was posted by someone from the left said, "This is a bad president." Yeah, right. Here we go. Your ABC fake news. And he moves on to the next reporter. I'm surprised he even lets ABC News into these meetings. And I would also include NBC and the CBS network. I would include them as well, too, and CNN. The president is giving information out for public dissemination, and why should he go with proven, well, they're just proven con artists. They're not reporting news. They're reporting ideology and bend the news. They suffer from Trump derangement syndrome. And I said this the other night, and I really do believe this. I used to think that TDS, known as Trump derangement syndrome, was a myth. I thought it was an element of hyperbole. But the longer that I look at the left and the media, I think it's real. You know, here we are just a day away from the peace treaty, and the Middle East has a chance for peace. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but this is something that's never happened in our history. And here President Trump achieved a major milestone. And funny, only Hillary Clinton acknowledged it. The rest of the anti-Trumpers, the never-Trumpers, were bashing the deal, or they were trying to hijack it and said Anthony Blinken, when he was the do-nothing Secretary of the United States, Secretary of State, he was the one that did this deal, and Joe Biden deserves the credit. Joe Biden wasn't even awake. And Blinken? Yeah, really. this president, no matter what he accomplishes, the leftist media is going to find a way to bash it. He could provide wealth to make every American a millionaire, and yet CNN or ABC would find a way to criticize it. And this is why you have a choice. Just turn it off. And how do they get into airports? That's what I want to know. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, this is your president at work, standing up for his vice president, refusing to accept the propaganda practices of the mainstream media. I think this is a good day. I think it's a very good day. And he sets a very good example. If he won't take questions from this propaganda outfit, then why should you watch it? Why? Well, I have to a little bit to find out what the enemy is up to. You don't have to, and you shouldn't. And you're turning it off in greater numbers. And by the way, the only people that are really watching mainstream media and cable news network in particular are people that are over 55. What's that say about their future? The young people want nothing to do with this. Thanks for joining us. I'm Dave Hodges. Make sure you sign up for our newsletter at thecommonsenseshow.tv. Oh, that's our TV station. I just had a misspeak here. That's good too, where we have our geopolitics, but really our HIP series, which is real popular. And people say, kind of reminds me of the old Art Bell a little bit. Yeah, I enjoyed the Art Bell show. But our newsletter in particular here, just go to thecommonsenseshow.com and click on the newsletter link and just put your email in. And no, we don't sell your data under any circumstances. And you'll get an email sent to you every single day that contains everything that we've covered in the previous 24 hours. It's one-stop shopping. It's convenient. Over 50,000 people are doing it. And best of all, it's free. Thanks for joining us. Hello, America, and to our friends around the world. I'm Dave Hodges. This is The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. We are brought to you by Noble Gold. And this is something that you really can't pass on. If you have any discretionary income, the best investment, it's not close, up 48% in the last year, is gold. And countries are hoarding gold. Banks are hoarding gold. You know the old saying, when in Rome, don't do as the Romans do. And the Dodd-Frank Law 2010 says they could take what you have in the bank. It's a law. Can you afford to lose your retirement? Noble Gold can cover this and everything else. Free consultation. All you have to do is go to DaveHodgesGold.com. DaveHodgesGold.com. Put in your email address. We don't sell your data. And I will send you out a free information packet that'll explain everything that we do. It's fantastic. You can turn your life around financially. You can protect what you have. DaveHodgesGold.com. Have to give the warning. The FTC wants me to tell you that anytime you deal in any kind of investment, there is an inherent risk. And it's true across the board with everything. We agree with giving that warning. No FTX here. Just honest, solid help. DaveHodgesGold.com. Well, we have a interesting topic for you. This is something that we normally just confine to TV, but I wanted to bring this here to give you an example. We're looking at a situation where scientists are debating, is time travel possible? I think the debate's been long settled. Yes, it is. When you had your first teleportation experiments that were made public in Leipzig, Germany in 2008, teleporting an object and having bilocation, in other words, it's in two places at one time momentarily, that's effectively time travel. And people say, well, could you do it? Yes. How could you control it? I don't know. I'm not sure the universe and universal physics works on the same dating system that we use, which is inaccurate because you got to add a day every 4 years in leap year. So I'm not sure how you would do that part of it. But can you move forward or backward in time? And the answer is yes. And I guarantee you, DARPA is doing the experiments. I guarantee you, I'd bet my last nickel on this. So, what are the mechanisms that enable us to travel in time? Hypothetically, there are twofold possibilities here. One, we know that when you travel at or near or past the speed of light, and we used to think the speed of light was the absolute, we know now it's not. You will displace time, and Einstein's theory of relativity comes into play here. In fact, we even see this with items orbiting in space. Things in space, time moves quicker. And if Google Earth didn't make adjustments, like a leap year style adjustment in their mechanics, they would be off. I think I read in about a month, they'd be off 10 kilometers because time is relative. Time in space is not time here. If you had an identical twin and an astronaut went in a spaceship at the speed of light, isn't it interesting? A twin. By the time they return from a trip to, say, Alpha Centauri, twin would be dead. As much as 300 years would have gone by because time is relative. There's another way that physicists are telling that we can travel in time, and that's through oscillating intense gravitational fields. We've seen this before. And what we've seen before is it's happened in these sci-fi makeshift standalone time machines that oscillate in a gravitational field. And the original show, The Time Machine, well, was first written in a novel by H.G. Wells, and he described the practice as if he were a physicist alive today. Now, these are the two ways that physicists talk about you can travel in time. But mastering it, controlling it, and making it safe for biological entities, that's a whole different ball game. And this is what I'm sure the good people at DARPA that does this groundbreaking style research, I'm sure this is what they're working on. But can you imagine, let's project this out in the future for a moment. Let's use our imaginations. Can you imagine going on a time travel vacation? Oh, but wait a minute. That might not be allowed because you might enter into what we would call a time paradox. What if you went back in time and accidentally killed your grandfather? Then your father's not born and you're not born. Well, there's even another branch of quantum physics that says that what would happen is a parallel universe would be created to carry out that possible events of timeline. Are parallel universes real? And would time travel lead to the creation of more of them because of time paradoxes like I described? The answer is, according to the scientists, yes. Now, how do they prove it? Well, I'm going to refer you to a concept popularized by Michio Kaku. Wrote a book called Superstring Theory. And if you follow his logic out with the mathematical computations, theoretical concepts, we live in at least 26 dimensions that you can prove mathematically. I defer to the Bible, which you kind of get the notion that we might be living in 10 dimensions and we occupy the third. Oh, wait a minute. This sets up the quantum model because if you're in the fifth dimension, this is what we say you're outside space and time. And then we get into other interesting phenomena that I'm not going to explore greatly here, but I will later. At a later time, we'll talk about this. But where it really gets interesting is this. You are thinking about someone that you haven't talked to in years, and then you run into them. Or they call you. Now, statistically speaking, it's part of my background. It could be random chance, but how many random chances add up to a pattern? Isn't that interesting? And this idea of time travel and parallel universes is very much at the center part of quantum physics. One of the things that I've learned from people that were in intel work scientifically following World War II, let's remember our history. In 1943, the greatest scientist in world history, Nikola Tesla, died. The FBI showed up at his apartment and they took all these boxes of his notes, his theories. And to this day, think about this now. We're dealing in a period of almost 80 years. They still haven't released it. And the people that I've talked to said there was a decision made after World War II. And part of it was to protect people from not getting nuclear bombs, but heck, the Russians got theirs in the 50s. So I don't know why they continued the practice, but they did. That there's two types of physics, at least in our reality. There's quantum physics, hyperdimensional, multidimensional, and there's three-dimensional regular physics we teach our kids, height, width, and depth. And the laws that operate, within height, width, and depth. The quantum model is very complex. And I would say we probably understand this much, one grain of sand on the beach. We don't know a lot, but we know that the quantum model explains a lot of things much more accurately than the basically Newtonian three-dimensional model. And there was a bifurcation of science after World War II. Now, normal scientific progression has led people like Michio Kaku, thought to be our preeminent scientist in America today, kind of taking the place of the late Carl Sagan. People like him, through their own research, have developed into the quantum model, much like what Tesla was doing with the Philadelphia experiment. If you don't know what that is, we're going to be covering it. But you can word search that right now and come up with a lot. The fact is the quantum model gives us the potential to have mastery over our environment. And would that include time travel? It very well could. But more importantly, you would be able to control the weather to a finite degree. Oh, today we can cloud seed. And we can electrify the jet stream and move a storm from here to there. The patents are out there, you can see them. And the patents have been published, gosh, since 1997. And then there was that document, Air Force Owning the Weather 2025. I saw that document about 10 years ago. I published excerpts of it, had all the patents for it, and it was an Air Force creation. This is out of the quantum model. And then we could get into, well, gee, we don't want our sun to go crazy. You could actually learn to control celestial bodies, including suns, stars, in your immediate environment. This science has that promise. Michio Kaku does something really interesting. He divides civilization development on a planet up into four levels. He said we're at the end of type zero. And he said he estimates our chances of getting from type zero to type one, which is control of these things I briefly mentioned. He said our chances of making that leap successfully and intact are about 5%. What's the major detriment that will hold humanity back and send us back into the Stone Age or even cause life to become extinct? Uranium, nuclear weapons. I mean, we have nations like Pakistan that is a totally out of control nation. It's a rogue nation. We had Iran approaching nuclear capability, and they're the largest sponsor of state-run terrorism. God only knows how they would have used this. I think we can probably guess. We live in a very dangerous time. And our intellect and morality have not matched the development of our weapons. And that's what Michio Kaku is talking about. But if we could get past this, And there is something that threatens to replace nuclear power, like a nuclear reactors powering a city, and that's thorium. And I'm working on a story on that because I'm getting my mind wrapped around that concept. It's very complex. On the surface, it seems like just replace thorium with nuclear energy. It's not that simple. And I'm doing research on this, but this really holds great promise. And if we could make nuclear energy extinct and go away, I'd be one of the happiest people on the face of the earth. Science holds great promise for us. Unfortunately, today, scientific advances typically don't start out by helping people. Sometimes later as a byproduct, and when it becomes commercialized in the medical industry, then you do get these advancements that come in. But initially, scientific advances are weaponized. And I agree with Michio Kaku. If we don't overcome that tendency, we are greatly burdening ourselves in terms of survival into the next stage of our development. And I think that it's really important. And I think more educators are feeling the way I feel. And parents, you're included in this. We need to be educating our kids on virtue and moral choices, as well as E equals MC squared. We have to educate people that you have a responsibility, not just to yourself, but to society as a whole and to one another and the people around you. And then I think finally we need to teach what I talked about last week. The idea it's more blessed to give than receive. This is really interesting. Remember what I told you? That your neurotransmitter levels, dopamine, serotonin, pleasure chemicals, well-being, they increase greatly when you do a random act of kindness, when you receive it, and even when you watch it. We need to be teaching people about this stuff. We have to change our demeanor. We have to change our attitude towards each other. I'm so distressed that when I see, well, President Trump say has a good idea, because he is in a different party than Democrats, they're going to come after that concept even when it's the right thing to do. And then when the other side's in power, basically the same thing happens. We must overcome these tendencies. But back to the original premise. Is time travel possible? Theoretically, in the quantum model, absolutely is. Can we control it? I have no idea what DARPA's done. But would I be surprised if they've not experimented with the animals or maybe going down a level, inanimate objects? I'm sure they've done it. I'm sure. I hope I live long enough to take a time travel experiment. And I'm sure there'd be safeguards built in where you couldn't interfere, just observe. Would that make a great field trip for a history class? Let's go back, and we're really not there totally. But we could watch, like, the Battle of Yorktown that decided the Revolutionary War. Or be there and see the horror of D-Day and all the violence and all the death, mayhem. Go to a presidential inauguration. Hear Lincoln deliver the Gettysburg Address or the Emancipation Proclamation. Would that be fantastic? So we could use this information for such good, such enlightenment. But as long as we are selfish, that old saying comes into play. We have met the enemy, and he is us. Let's hope we can do something about it. For me, I found Jesus. I hope you will too. God bless all of you. Thank you for joining. I appreciate your support. We'll see you back here again next time.